Mendocino County Public Broadcasting. This is KZYX News for Monday, August 12th. I'm Laura Hamburg. Mendocino County needs more housing, and soon. Not just for folks who already live here, but also for the people who are expected to move to the county over the next 8 years. That's the latest mandate from the state, which dictates Mendocino County must create more than 1,800 new housing units to meet its needs. In order to update Mendocino's Housing Action Plan, county and city planners are currently hosting a series of brainstorming sessions to generate new housing ideas, such as last week's public workshops held in Fort Bragg and Willits. Planners are asking the community to report on current housing challenges, whether it's for the growing population of seniors, working-class families who can't afford to rent, professionals who want to move here, farm workers, young people who want to stay in the same communities they grew up in, homeless residents, and people with special needs.
It's really important for us to sort of talk with the community ultimately and determine sort of what aspects or what needs we're not meeting as a county and where best to sort of think about locating housing development in the future.
That was Senior County Planner Jesse Davis talking at the Willits Community Forum on Thursday.
What kind of housing are we talking about? Can you list off some examples? Are these rentals, homes, land, and also a little bit where?
When we talk about housing, we're talking about everything under the sun. We're talking about single-family residences, we're talking about duplexes, multifamily apartments. And so we want to identify those sites and think about where it's most opportune. We have a lot of natural constraints, right? We have fault zones, we have wildfire dangers, we have flood zones, we have ultimately tsunamis along our coast as well, potentially. And so all of those things, all those factors are constraints that we have to look at and think about.
The idea is to scour the county to locate land that could be shovel-ready to build, sites that aren't potentially hazardous, and to create housing that's supported with nearby job opportunities and the necessary infrastructure, such as water and septic. There are a lot of challenges, Davis says, but there are also reasons to feel encouraged, such as helping residents save time and money building additional small homes on their property, known as accessory dwelling units.
It's also known as second residential units, mother-in-law units. They come in a lot of different names across the country and across our state, ultimately, too. The state looked to ensure that accessory dwelling units can be permitted almost anywhere in the state. And so as a result, we are looking not only in our inland section, but right now we've turned our attention to our coastal zone. So we're working with our Board of Supervisors, as well as the Coastal Commission, to, you know, implement that ordinance amendment and begin to facilitate, hopefully, construction of accessory dwelling units there in the coming year. And also moving forward with pre-approved design plans so that individuals can come to the county, identify sort of these plan sets we previously have approved and pre-checked and move forward, you know, more expeditiously with being able to construct housing so that individuals who are interested in constructing an accessory dwelling unit can do so and have all the information and tools at their disposal, including pre-approved design sets, the information necessary to help them establish the rent appropriate for that property, and just the construction guidance that they need to feel confident pursuing that.
Other community-based housing proposals include building tiny houses, even just renting a room in your house, or developing co-housing, explains Nicole West, a housing planning consultant from Berkeley who is assisting the county and was at the Willits Veterans Hall on Thursday.
And that's a really interesting model where a lot of people can have their own private residences, but then have some shared facilities, have a common kitchen, have a garden and chickens, things like that. And it's really popular for people who are trying to have a lighter footprint because it's you use less resources that way. Household size has been getting smaller across the country, and so we really have a need for smaller homes. We historically have been building 2- and 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom homes, and I think there's a big need for studios, 1-bedroom apartments, and we need to make those more economical to build for developers.
The public workshops are part of a county deadline to get a housing needs blueprint ready for the Board of Supervisors to vote on December 15th. It's all part of the routine update of the housing element of the general plan. Once the housing plan is approved, it will allow the county to qualify for state housing grants that could help pave the way for new ideas now coming in from the community. Every county in the state is assessed by the State Department of Housing and Community Development, and by law, each county is required to create a specific number of housing units over the next 8 years. For Mendocino County, that number is 1,850 new places for people to live. Each of the county's 4 incorporated towns is tasked with creating its fair share of new housing.
Ukiah must create at least 239 new housing opportunities, Willits, 111, Fort Bragg, 137 more housing units, and Point Arena at least 9 to add to its population of about 450 residents. For the rest of the county, the two-thirds of the population which doesn't live in those four towns, development is governed by a patchwork of special districts and county rules. And it's in those more rural outlying areas where more than 1,300 housing opportunities will need to be found. I asked County Planner Davis how residents listening to this might be able to share their own housing ideas.
There's a lot of input that can be offered, in part because this county is very big. This county is 3.2 times the size of Rhode Island. And so as a result, there are a lot of opportunities to see different solutions to our housing issues. So reaching out to county staff, whether that's giving us a phone call, sending an email to their supervisor, sending an email to myself or other staff, we want to hear from people. Our next meeting is going to be on August 21st. It's going to be in the city of Fort Bragg at the public library. We're going to have another opportunity to kind of have this conversation. We'll have some of our supervisors present from the coast as well. And so ultimately, it's going to be a great opportunity for us to engage one final time before we really sit down and start drafting the housing element.
For KZYX, I'm Laura Hamburg. To hear all of our local news coverage with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.